Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. This is going to be a quick one. I picked up this article in the Christian Post, but you could actually pick this article up anywhere. It's all over. I just thought I would mention it because it was there. It's not what I wanted to run with, but what are you going to do? The Christian journalists are picking it up. And secular journalists, too. It's sports. It's about sports ball, but not really. It's about Coach Deion Sanders. You may have heard of Deion Sanders. All-star Super Bowl winner Deion Sanders. He's a good sports figure. I like him. I mean, he's got issues, but of all the athletes that have issues, I find his to be not terribly objectionable, unless there are some issues that I don't know about. So Deion Sanders, he coached Jackson State for a little bit. And just for some context, Jackson State, the stadium where they play, is literally right across the street from where I work. So, I'm gonna make it out to a game or two this season, I hope. But Deion Sanders didn't stick around at Jackson State. He went to, I think it was Colorado. I don't have all the facts in front of me, but he moved on, and he took a team that I think they only won one game last year. They're a very losing team, and they beat in their first game a top 20 team, TCU, number 17. I'm not sure if they're number 17 after getting beat by Colorado and Deion Sanders. A lot of people doubted Deion. They doubted some of the moves that he made. And, he's an outstanding athlete and apparently an outstanding coach as well. So congratulations, Deion. The reason he's in the news is because his press conference after the game was more like a religious service, almost. He couldn't stop thanking God for his win and just talking about his religion and his faith in general. And I find that a little bit inappropriate because what you should be talking up is your team. You know, this is a sports interview. This is not a worship service, but that's fine. That's fine. I also think that bringing up God and prayer and that sort of thing, thanking God in this type of situation, really trivializes Christian belief. And so I love it when Christians do it. It just makes it more and more trivial all the time. And yet they don't see it. I mean, honestly, were there no Christians on the other team praying for the win? Deion, why did you get this win and not, say other wins when you're coaching Jackson State? Why? I mean, what's the difference? What's the special thing? Well, okay, so you won a big game. It was a big game. If it was recorded, I'm going to go back and watch it because it sounds like it was a pretty good game. But what's special about this game that makes you think that God was involved more than other games? Or more than for the other team? I mean, is it just that you won? So will you be thanking God next week, say, when you lose to a team that you probably shouldn't lose to? Because, you know, this is sports and that just happens. That's just how it is. So when you lose, what are you going to say about God then? How is that church service going to go? We just want to thank God for that loss, because he was clearly wanting us to lose, wanting to teach us a lesson, and we humbly thank God for that. How is that going to go? I just want to hear. I've never heard that, by the way. So, you know, in this new era of turning sports interviews into worship services, I can't wait to see how that service goes. Now, if you think that I'm bringing this up just to trivialize Christian faith, Christian activities such as prayer, well, you're only partially right. I was looking for a different news story, but this one just kept popping up. It was reported in a serious Christian newspaper At least they want to be taken seriously. And this is headline news for them. This is it. And when you read the comments, there are only a couple under that story. I think it's pretty fresh. It further trivializes what the Christians think they are doing. Compare and contrast this to Jesus in Matthew 6 telling his disciples to pray in such a way where no one would know they were praying. Go in your house, lock yourself in a closet. Don't even let anyone else in the house know you're praying. And then pray in secret. Now, if he wants you to pray in secret where no one knows you're praying, how do you think he feels about you worshiping publicly? I'm just curious. Skeptics and Seekers. .squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Drop me a line. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.